Hey guys, and welcome back to a beautiful episode of Playtime Podcast, episode 18. This is the last episode of season 3, baby. Sad times. Or is it?
We've come a long way. Three seasons.
Three seasons.
That's pretty mental.
In a year.
Yeah.
And it's technically our 1 year anniversary.
Exactly. So we thought, what better way to round off our 1 year anniversary of Playtime Podcast than to do an Ask Playtime Boys Anything.
I thought you were going to say the Playboys Anything.
Yeah, to be fair, I was kind of making that up as I went.
Yeah, I could tell. You were thinking about the sentence as you were talking.
So yeah, we've done a little question box and we're going to answer some questions today as a little round off to the series. Just to let you guys know, we are going to be back in not too long. We are going to be upgrading our podcast, moving into an upgraded
studio.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're busy sort of planning the next series, so do not fear, we'll be back in a very, very short amount of time. But
yeah, we just thought, also, it's been a year. I think we've got some new ideas to, you know, revamp the podcast, freshen it up a little bit, be in a new studio, new environment, new ideas, new topics. So we're going to take a little bit of time, not too much time, because we don't want to be leaving you. But just a little bit, just to get that ready and come back with a bang, make it one of the, well, hoping to go to that place, you know, where it's the best podcast in the world.
Yeah.
So to end this season and to give back to you guys, we've done that question box and we're going to answer some. So we're going to start. Okay. And these questions are a little bit of everything. They're a bit varied about us, about personal things. First question. What do you think is the least attractive trait a person can have?
Wow. Going right in there. So for me, the most unattractive trait.
And I'm going to shout your names out, by the way. This is from Jess Hammy.
Okay. The most unattractive trait I would probably have in someone is someone who's not very genuine, and is a bit sort of like fake, not really there and present. I mean, I find it easier to talk about this question in terms of the positive and rather than, like, you know, what would be a really bad trait. I guess what I'm trying to say is the opposite of that would be something that I would find really attractive, which would be someone who's like super engaged, super genuine, super like, you know, interested in you, that type of vibe.
Yeah, I agree on that. My thing is probably rudeness. Someone who's just not polite. I just don't like that trait. Who's kind of a bit arrogant. You know, there's a level of arrogance which is like confident, you know, on the borderline. And then there's a kind of like, you know,
I'm the shit,
expects everything, kind of click my fingers vibe. That I just don't at all.
That's not great.
Yeah. Next question. This is from Mansurov Mamd. I don't know if I'm saying that right. If I'm saying it wrong, I do apologize. Face skincare routine, please. Love your skin. Thank you.
Who's that directed at?
So this is to both of us, by the way, these questions.
My skincare routine.
You've got really good skin.
Thanks, bro. So have you.
I don't. I break out a lot when I'm stressed, and I'm always stressed.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a skincare routine?
I do now.
Yeah. Was it advised by Azeru?
Arazu, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Arazu, I've got some of the products that I have. Recently, I've had a bad breakout in the last 2-3 months, so she's given me something different. But I always have a tea tree oil face wash, which gets rid of redness. And then I have that in the evenings because that's when you're mostly likely going to get some spots, especially from different styles and types of material pillowcases. So one thing I've switched up is having, and this is not being bougie, this is just the fact that
Silk pillow.
Yeah, but this is what Arizy told me to do. So I bought silk pillows, and since then my skin has been so much better. And then also the best thing is hydration, water. Water is the key element.
Yeah, I agree. Water. I actually have a full on skincare routine since I used to.
Since Arizy?
Well, no, not since Arizy. Just this girl. she's a model, and I asked her what her skincare routine is. Yeah. Obviously, models, like, that's what they're all about.
Yeah.
And basically, what I do morning and evening, I'll use like a cleanser, the CeraVe, is it?
Yeah. CeraVe.
That one with hyaluronic acid or whatever it's called, yeah, in it. And then I use some of that hyaluronic acid from Ordinary, put on my face, vitamin B on my face, and also moisturizer.
Lovely. Yeah. Is that a morning and evening routine?
It is, yeah. I sound extremely heterosexual, is that the word?
Metrosexual. Yeah,
I don't know the terminology. Anyway, I sound like a man that likes to look after himself.
And that's a good thing.
And you know what? Cuff me. That's me.
Shackle me. Take me away.
Yeah, yeah, take me away. Lock me away.
Okay, next question. Would you date older women? Yes, that's for me. I always have, actually. Most of the girls I've dated have been older.
How old are we talking?
When I say older, it's not like...
What's the limit?
There is no limit to life. No, for me, for me, it makes sense not to go too old, because obviously I think you're probably looking at different things in your life. You're at different stages of your life, right? Mm. So I would probably say the limit for me is 35.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
So to answer the first question... Yes, I would date girls older than me. My ex was older than me.
Was she?
We went through this like two episodes ago.
Yeah, we did.
And the age limit, really, age just a number, eh? 50? No, that's probably a bit old, actually, isn't it?
50?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be in their will?
Yeah, well... what do you call it? I'm not a I don't want a sugar daddy. I want a sugar mama.
Hey, what? Why not?
No, I'm joking. I think seriously, to date someone, 30s.
Yeah, that's the same. I wouldn't mind going maybe late 30s, but I think still you're probably thinking of different values and different, like, not values, sorry, different,
like, you're at a different place.
Yeah,
in your
different place in your life, right? Yeah. Okay. If you could, would you rather give birth naturally once or have a period pain forever? Wow. That's from Judo She 148.
Give birth.
Yeah, same. I've heard that period pains once a month are lethal, and it's like for 5 days, and they are, I mean, when I've been with my exes and they've gone through period pains, it's like, wow, I do not want to feel that pain.
Yeah, so, also like one traumatic experience versus
a lifetime
ongoing of like pain. No way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not me underestimating how painful birth is. It sounds like, hats off to all you women out there that have babies.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't do it, and I can't because I'm a man.
Yeah.
But,
True that. Do you both want to live in London forever?
No, definitely not.
Interesting. Would you never settle here one day?
Not central London.
Fair enough. In the UK though?
Yeah, in the UK, I'd want to go somewhere a bit more. I grew up outside the city in a very green rural area.
So country vibes.
Yeah, and I find it really like calming, and I just love it out in those sort of places.
Yeah, fair.
I find the city very intense. I love it in small doses, but sometimes it gets a bit much.
Yeah, true. I think, I don't know. For me, I would always want to live in London. I think I would want to be able to travel more and live in, you know, different countries at a stage of my life. But I think when I would probably maybe retire, or like when life is like, okay, cool, I'm settling down really, I just couldn't be anywhere else but London. I just love it here. I'm a city boy.
Yeah, that seems to be a common theme for people that grew up
in London. Yeah, I was brought up here
in cities in general.
Yeah.
Sky used to work with, who's similar. He's like, he doesn't know what to do when he's out in countryside.
Oh my god,
you're a bit similar.
I'm so lost. I can't. I remember
when you went on that little retreat somewhere.
Yeah,
looked fucking beautiful, and you're like, oh mate, I could do it.
I hated it.
Yeah,
like I actually find it very stressful. Being away in like the wilderness.
Why do you find it stressful? Because you might get eaten by a bear.
No, that is the last thing I'm thinking of. Where would a bear attack me?
Well, you never know, Miles.
You never know, true. But for me, it's stressful because, again, because I was brought up and I was born in the city, like being around nothingness and trying to be in a calming situation or relaxed, which just sounds really weird I'm saying this, stresses me out. Like I'm like, oh, I'm agitated by not doing anything and actually trying to allow yourself to relax. I can't do that. I like right. being around busyness and like that is how I relax. Do you know what I mean? Like I love walking in the evenings around my area in London and it's like, you know, busy and it's just like that calms me down. Whereas when I feel like you have to zen out, that kind of like, oh.
Do you think that is related to extroversion?
Yes. Yeah, it is. I wouldn't say massively because I'm also very much an introvert. I have a bit of both. But I think growing up in a busy city, when I was, you know, I don't know, you had to kind of like, you have to grow up quite quickly in the city. You walk home alone when you're young and you've got to, you know, be aware of your surroundings and you've got everything at your feet, essentially. When I say that, it's in sense of like, shops are like only 5 minutes away from your house. You get the tube everywhere. And it's like, when you're so used to that for literally into adult life, and then you go somewhere where, you know, takes you a 2 hour drive to maybe to go to the supermarket or something like that. I'm over exaggerating, obviously, but that I don't like. I kind of love the busyness.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Anyway, long-winded answer for that question. What's been your... Oh, this is my favourite question. What's been your favourite Playtime podcast season?
Ooh.
That is a good question.
You know what? For me, season one was the best.
The same here. I was going to say. And I know a lot of people will disagree.
Yeah.
Because it made no sense.
Well, as in season one, for the listener and the viewer, was probably the worst.
Yeah.
But for us, it was by far the funniest. Because we were like finding our feet. We were such amateurs and
we found everything so funny.
And you know what, at that stage as well, we literally, not that we don't hang out anymore, but like we used to literally just hang out and just talk about what we've been up to.
Yeah.
Now we're very much like we're just super busy with multiple things, so we don't hang out as much as we used
to. It's true.
So it was just like a really lovely period where it was like super like
light and fluffy.
Yeah.
You know, I completely agree. I couldn't... Yeah, yeah. For me, season one was so good because not only we were so new in the podcast game and we were still figuring out how to, like... We were filming on our phones. Mm. We were, like... We'd sometimes not record properly and we would spend hours in my flat laughing, eating, ordering food and just finding anything so funny, which made no sense. If you listen back to, I would recommend, maybe not recommend, but would recommend re-listening to episode, season one, episode 1, 2, 3, 4. They're hilarious to us because it's like where we started last year and where we are now.
Yeah, I mean, both of our podcasting skills as well have gone,
oh my God,
through the roof.
Massively.
If you look at our first, I don't even know if I want to see the first one.
I'd love to see the first one. You know what, if we can insert a little clip of... maybe just episode one, just a small like 30-second clip. But look at this, insert.
Yeah,
that
crazy.
That was a crazy time.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%. I don't know. There's a particular episode. The one I love still to this day, and it's actually Temps's worst episode ever. And he told me when I listened to it, I genuinely was like, "What the fuck are you guys laughing about?" And it was an episode where I think for 20 or 30 minutes. We are just laughing, like hysterically laughing on the mics. And there was, you know, you remember when it was a point where even if it was later on in the season, we would look at each other and we'd have to hold it in so hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah, so dumb.
So yeah, 100%. I love that question. Okay, this is a good question.
Okay.
Best and worst thing about each other.
Ooh.
This is from Leslie.
Ooh, mate. Ooh. Is this going to cause some argument?
No. Well,
depends. I'll let you go first.
Okay. I'm going to start with the best. For me, the best thing is, like, honestly, from the beginning of us being friends and then starting this podcast, how closer we've gotten, how freely I feel like I can talk to you about certain things. And genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, although we don't hang out as much as we used to, I do feel like if I go through something tough or you're very considerate with me and you think about my feelings and you genuinely care, which I really, really appreciate. And I think I love that about you. And we've said this before, we said this last week, I do miss you more, even though we see each other a lot, but we don't hang out a lot. So that's the best thing about our friendship and about you, especially. Worst thing? You know what? I don't think there is a worst thing. And I say that in the sense that, yes, there's frustrating moments with you. And I think the same with me. 100% I know there are. But I don't think there is a worst thing. I wouldn't say, oh, there's something that I dislike about you. I would say we are in a business relationship now. And I think that's where the frustration is. But I think that's so normal. And we've spoken about this before when we had a bit of an episode about Playtime Productions, where we have to understand that business is business and then friendship is friendship, Playtime is Playtime, whatever it is. And I think we do a fairly good job of that. So for me, I don't think there's a distinctive worst thing about you. It's more, I understand that sometimes I get frustrated by you, and that is it. And there's nothing more to it, because it's just a business and a friendship at the same time.
Yeah, no, I can agree more. Right, here we go. Best thing about Miles. I think it's definitely with you. You have like quite a small group of people who you're very close with, and when like it's a really great friendship that we've got. But that also ties into like what you're saying about the business side of things, and sometimes you don't see eye to eye in that aspect. But it's also a massive positive in how things work, because we need to question things for things to work
100%,
and that's kind of why that relationship works. So that's the negative, and it's kind of the same thing. But the positive, it's the same for almost what you said in terms of the friendship. I feel super close to you, and regardless of like not spending as much time together, we're always sort of like there for each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love that. That's very, very good answers. I know. Yep, that's the one. Shoots, he scores. I love that. A great question, Leslie. Now, what one thing would you improve about your life if you could? That's from Taylor.
Ooh.
What is one thing you'd improve about your life?
I would.
That's a tricky one, actually.
From a very sort of like looking at it in a tangible sense, I would perhaps like to be more like time rich. I'm just so busy with things at the moment. From a mindset point of view, I think I am very, I'm not present enough in things I do.
Yeah.
And I'm always focusing on the next thing, the next goal, never content with where I'm at. And sometimes I don't appreciate how far we've come.
Yeah. Oh God. You know what? I could easily use that one for me as well. So true. Sometimes we don't sit within our present time and go, wow, look what we've achieved and where we are right now. And it's sometimes actually quite hard to feel that, because we're so, and again, this comes from who we are as people. We're so driven and wanting more out of our lives that we keep looking for the next thing, and we don't appreciate this moment. So yeah, great answer. I would say for me, for me, it's like, I don't know how to explain this without sounding really weird, but I would like to be more relaxed. I'd like to ease off pressure on myself. I feel like I put a lot of pressure on my shoulders and on what I need to achieve. So it's kind of essentially what you're saying as well. But very much like, I would like to allow myself to recover more and relax more, and to almost take a breather and really just take care of myself more. And that goes with, you know, coincides with what you're saying with, because I'm so busy with so many different things, I find it hard to find that time to relax.
Yeah, I think that being said, though, it's also a massive positive, because, you know, it's great for sort of like work ethic and moving forwards with things, but it can also, you do need your time to relax.
Yeah, 100%. And that is pretty much it for the questions. There is one. I don't know if I'll keep this in. Actually, there's two. There's three questions I haven't answered. This is a fun. I don't know. I just was funny. What's your opinion on skid marks in the toilets?
That is a horrible, horrible question.
I don't know why. But
was that a girl or a boy that sent that?
It's a girl, Tara.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Tara, I don't. I mean, if you're...
All that question is making me think of is...
skid marks.
I'm asking this question because I make skid marks.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Is it acceptable for me to leave it there? No, Tara, it's not.
It's not, Tara. Put it away.
Yeah.
Okay, put it away. No, clean up after yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever do a calendar?
Calendar?
Yeah.
That's actually such a great idea.
Should we do a playtime calendar?
That's such a good idea.
We should do a playtime.
Mate, let's do it.
Let's 100% do it.
Mate, that'd be so good.
Oh my God.
We could just do hilarious little...
Let's do a playtime calendar when you're back, yeah? And then in December, sell them.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Mate, let's do... No, let's...
Yes.
No, let's actually let's do that. That's such a great idea.
That's so good.
No, it's perfect, mate, because we can incorporate a bit of humour.
A bit of humour, a bit of sexiness.
And it's almost, you know, people buy it for that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that's 100%. Do you think, what's his name, would do the shoot?
Kieran.
Kieran, yeah.
For sure. But we need to think of scenarios. We can't just have a backdrop for each one.
No, but it'd be a theme for each month.
Yeah, but we need to plan it.
Yeah. No, 100% plan it. But that's why I'm saying...
We can't just be like... there.
No, 100%.
Like,
but let's plan it when you're back, and then actually... That would be hilarious. That'd
100%.
Be so good.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. That great question. Yeah. Would you ever do a calendar? Yes, we would. We're about to do it. Okay.
Such a perfect time of year to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. New episode, new studio, new season, new calendar.
Who was that? Shout them out.
That was Richie. Thank you, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
That's a great question. We're going to now.
New venture.
Yeah. That is brilliant. Okay. I don't know if I wanted to do this because it's been announced already, but I have not. Non-stop questions about this, and I thought I'd just answer it quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want... There's a lot of speculation out there as well, and I've been getting today because it's come out in press. What's happened to your girlfriend, Miles? So we're no longer together. I don't want to go too much into detail with this because I want to be very aware that I don't want anyone to harass Amelie in any way. We... broke up on very good terms. It was very emotional and it was sad. No one hurt each other. No one did anything to do anything wrong. No one cheated. No, nothing like that happened. It's a question of our lives currently aren't matched. And unfortunately, right now was the best decision to part ways. She is one of the most beautiful and amazing people that I've ever known and been in my life, and I've had an amazing relationship with her, really genuine amazing relationship with her, and I've got nothing, you know, bad to say, only good things. But also there's been questions like, oh, did you break up because of Dancing on Ice? That is not the case at all. We did not break up because of I was going on Dancing on Ice. She knew I was doing Dancing on Ice back then when I was going through the audition process. There was no reason of that at all. So I don't want any speculation on that. But we are no longer together. Yes, I'm single. I hope she's well. I hope everything is going right for her. She is killing it in the fitness game. Go check her out in Barry's in Notting Hill. That's where she teaches, White Seat House, and robots. She's a wonderful, beautiful person, and I just felt like I needed to talk about this. I wasn't going to talk about it for a while because it's actually been nearly 3 months that we've been over, but it's come out in the press and loads of people keep asking me questions because no one's been seeing her on my socials. So I thought, you hear it from the horse's mouth. This is what's happened. Nothing but love and respect for her. And please, please, please don't DM her or harass her with any messages. You've got your answer from me. I thought I'd just answer that because it's been out there. Yeah.
Good.
Sweet.
You just heard from the horse's mouth.
There we go. So we're done for the season.
Yeah, we're done. I mean, there's not really much else to say other than hope to see you back when we're back in business. It's probably going to be, we don't want to give you a definitive timeline for when it's going to come out, but we're looking at sort of around December time.
What do you mean we're back in December? That's really late.
November.
I was gonna say, like, we're not even end of October. No, we're not gonna do like a whole month.
Well, it'll be, well, I'm not back until mid-November. Basically, as a little side note, I'm basically going away as well. So
yeah.
I'm away for a month, going to America. So yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a little tour. And to be fair, it's coming perfect timing because whilst he's going away, we are in the new studio for Playtime Productions and we've got a lot of clients coming in and we are busy with this. And at the same time, we've had a conversation a couple of weeks ago talking about how we want to revamp Playtime Podcasts and make it the best podcast possible for you guys to listen to. So yeah, that is part of the reason. We will be back very soon. It won't be in December. It'll be way earlier than that.
It probably will be earlier. Yeah. I was erring on the sort of the side of, you know, what if a lot of things. I'm trying to give us some leg room, but
yeah,
it will be November.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, look forward to seeing you then. We won't be away long. Haven't forgotten about you.
No, never. We dream about you.
No, it's not weird. Look, it's not me, it's you. Sorry, it's not
no,
you.
It's not, no. Yeah, guys, the reason why I didn't mean it is because it's you.
No, sorry.
It's not you.
Look, guys, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me and Miles. It's our problem, and we're going to work through this.
You're digging yourself a huge hole. We're going to work through this.
We're going to work through this, and we'll come back a stronger podcast community.
Stronger co-hosts, stronger relationship, stronger everything.
Yeah.
And also, can't wait for you to come back from, the big USA.
Yeah,
and tell us all about your fun and time out there.
I can't wait.
I'm a little bit jealous. I may visit.
Yeah, you should.
I will.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the last episode of the season. We will be back very, very soon. We love you so much. Please do not forget to like, share, subscribe to all of our channels. And also, again, we have a company called Playtime Productions where we take care of you. You create, we handle the rest. And it's all about creating an amazing podcast, and we can hopefully help you with those endeavors. So check out our website, all the links and all the descriptions and everything will be in the box below. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Just want to stress that, yeah, even if it's the smallest idea, you just want to chat about what we do, please get in touch. We welcome your conversation.
Yes, indeed.
See you soon.
Love you guys.